ABC Radio Australia.
You may have heard of the term breaking the glass ceiling. Well, one Ni Vanuatu woman is literally soaring high above rooftops.
My name is Stephanie Tari Leo. I am from Vanuatu and I am a female pilot.
Miss Tari Leo recently became the country's first female captain of an ATR aircraft. She tells reporter Marion Farr all about how the dream began.
Growing up, my dad was a pilot. I would always see him in uniform, always see the airport, always see planes and travel. So it kind of like just led me to want to be a pilot just like dad. Going to school, it was like, oh yeah, let's just follow dad's footsteps. It'll be easier that way.
Was it easy though, as a woman?
Oh no, it wasn't.
Tell me about the barriers that you faced as a woman and just in general on this career path that you decided to pursue.
I thought it would be more gender-based, like more male-dominated, but luckily I went to New Zealand to do my aviation studies there. The atmosphere was more different than what I expected, so it wasn't as hard for me to, break barriers.
So you went off and studied aviation in New Zealand and then you returned to Vanuatu to work and fly planes around the country, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And what was that like, yeah, your early career flying planes? Tell me about that.
It was pretty different because in New Zealand during training, you just flew over like huge masses of land. Like you wouldn't cross the sea as much. Coming back to Vanuatu, you'd like island hop all the way. So it was really different seeing more water than land. And it was really exciting. Like I'd be like, oh yeah, I've seen more than 10 islands in just one day. And all my friends would be like, oh, we're so jealous. It's like, yeah, that's the job.
Yeah, well, Vanuatu is such a beautiful place and I imagine being able to see it from the air every day just
must be
stunning.
It's really, really beautiful.
What is your favourite part of the role?
Oh, I don't know. All of it, I guess. The sunsets at night. It's way nicer up in the air.
Now, you were recently officially named the first female ATR captain for Air Vanuatu. Tell me, how did that feel?
Oh, it's surreal, eh? I don't know if it's real or not. I still can't believe that I'm the captain of the ATR and first female in the country is such a big deal. I don't know what to say. It's surreal.
I can hear in your voice of how exciting it is, and I imagine it must have been such a proud moment for your parents as well. Tell us, what is an ATR aircraft for those who don't know?
An ATR is a turboprop, so a two-engine propeller aircraft. There's two types. There's one that can carry 42 passengers and a longer one that can carry 72 passengers.
And as captain of the aircraft, what does your job entail?
Entails a lot of things. Basically, I am the last person to give their say, decision-making-wise, just to safely take passengers from A to B, and that's a really big responsibility.
Are you flying internationally or mostly just around Vanuatu?
We do regional flights as well. We go to Fiji and New Caledonia.
So, Stephanie, you've obviously been on a big journey to get to where you are. What's your advice to other young Ni Vanuatu and Pacific Islander women?
My advice would be do not give up. Do not give up. If you have a goal, there will always be obstacles that will rise up out of nowhere. Just hit them head on. Don't give up. Keep your eyes on the goal and you will eventually get there. It may take longer, but you will get there eventually. Just don't give up.
Vanuatu's first female captain of an ATR aircraft, Stephanie Tari Leo, speaking there with Marion Farr.